Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
All right, listen to this story out of Ohio. A dad looking for his daughter's ex-boyfriend. So there was trouble in paradise, right?
All right.
Kills the wrong person, according to Ohio police. Listen to what this is.
Ooh.
This is the stuff out of a horror movie. A 59-year-old man is accused of killing a woman with a machete as she passed by on a motorcycle in southwestern Ohio. Deputies responded to a 911 call in Camden around 10:30 Sunday night and arrived to find a woman badly bleeding from a gash to her leg. Deputies learned the woman, 41-year-old Leah Huff, had been struck with a machete. She died at the scene. Huff was riding in the passenger seat on the motorcycle in the back when deputies say Kenneth Brabant threw a machete at her, thinking it was the daughter's ex-boyfriend. Deputies discovered a phone call was made to police from that address 5 minutes before receiving a call about Huff. The sheriff told the news station, according to deputies, Brabant's daughter made the earlier call. So daughter calls police, says my boyfriend is harassing me and is riding a motorcycle back and forth in the street and trying to get her to come outside. She was worried. She called 911.
Okay.
Boyfriend is acting crazy on a motorcycle trying to get me to come out.
Okay.
She then tells dad, my ex-boyfriend's out there acting a fool trying to get me to come outside. It just so happens that this woman is riding by on a motorcycle, has nothing to do with any of this.
Not being driven by his daughter's ex-boyfriend.
This is just a guy on a motorcycle with this woman on the back that just happened to be driving by after the ex-boyfriend actually was driving by. Cuckoo crazy dad with the machete goes out and is like, I'm going to teach him a lesson, which, A, you shouldn't be doing anyway with a machete. I don't
Agreed.
Care how bad the boyfriend is. Strikes the wrong person in the leg with the machete on the wrong motorcycle. Woman is dead.
And it kills her?
Well, right here, your artery goes right to the heart. You sever that part of your leg.
Yeah.
It is a one in a billion shot, Scott.
Yeah.
That the boyfriend was going back and forth and back and forth on a motorcycle, and then dad comes out, and then this random woman comes by on a motorcycle. Yes.
Question, teacher.
Yes.
Who owns a machete? What, are you going to clear some brush?
Dan Weinbaum owns a machete.
That's your takeaway from what I just told you?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know when you're going to have to start swinging it at random motorcyclists.
Is Dan going to clear brush in the West Bottoms?
I don't know, Scott. You know, Dan.
You never know when you're going to find some brush that needs clearing.
That child probably does not own. He owns all of them. Jail records show, by the way, this dad was taken into custody over the weekend and is still in jail. He now faces murder charges.
As he should.
As well as tampering with evidence and felonious assault. Because my guess is when the machete hit her, she flies off. The actual bike rider who had nothing to do with this probably laid the bike down.
Probably. But how does that have to do with...
So there's the assault.
I'm not disputing the assault, but what about the tampering with evidence?
Here's my guess. He goes over and says, leave my daughter alone. That's
wrong guy.
Oh my God, that's a woman.
Yeah.
And she's bleeding profusely. I guarantee you, he turned, ran inside. Daughter was still on the phone with 911 saying, I got a crazy boyfriend out here riding by a motorcycle. Yeah. He goes inside. What's the first thing you do when you're guilty of killing someone that you... isn't even the right person.
You grab the evidence and try to hide it.
He tried to hide the machete.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Well, they're not. They're not high.
God, that poor woman.
Well, for sure. Of course. you know, she's innocent. She had nothing to do with it. Well, even if she was on the back of a motorbike with his daughter's...
That doesn't mean you go machete the guy.
You don't throw things at people in traffic, especially a machete.
By the way, a lot of people on the text line are saying they own machetes. It is the only deadly weapon that you can purchase from any sporting goods store without an ID.
Johnny has a machete.
What?
Oh, absolutely. He's several of them.
Part of your EDC.
He wouldn't be throwing them at anyone. But in fact, he has a gash right here because once he was out.
Careless with the machete.
And it went and went boom right in his leg.
And what does Johnny do with his multiple machetes?
Surveys land his entire career.
Do you have to cut the grass to survey it?
You score the trees where the survey mark is. It's fascinating. I'll get you a book on it.
Cut the grass with a machete?
No, this is for like
isn't
down.
That what you do?
Think like Scott down in the Ozarks, where you're going into timber that needs to be cleared because you've got to go find someone's property line. That's what a machete's for. Or in this case, to throw at a motorcycle rider who has absolutely nothing to do with your angst.
But
I keep a machete under my bed.
What?
No, I'm reading the text line.
Oh my! I thought you were saying you keep a machete under your bed.
No,
they're heavy. I would never keep one under my bed for protection. I wouldn't be able to lift it. They're heavy.
Why does Johnny need more than one?
I don't know that he has more than one. I think he has more
than
one.
You said he had multiple.
I bet he has multiple.
I believe he does have multiple.
When one gets dull, you have to have the backup.
Thank you. This is where we're going with this conversation of a horrifying mistaken identity. Although it's not even mistaken identity. They were both wearing helmets. It was non-identifiable. You threw a machete at someone you can't even identify.
Yes. And you took a life. And you're going to prison.
My God.
Probably for most of the rest of yours.
Were they the same motorcycle? I'm confused here.
No, Sam, the woman who died was riding on the back of a motorcycle with a guy. Neither one of them have anything to do with this. They just happened to be driving by
right on
their bike, just going to dinner, whatever they were doing.
But if DB moments, boyfriend is
moments after the boyfriend was going up and down the street, then he leaves. This poor woman pops up over the hill with her boyfriend that they have nothing to do with this. And crazy machete guy, who, by the way, looks like he does not have teeth. I'm just stating a fact. He just does.
Can I see a photograph?
Yes. Comes out, throws the machete, thinking he is, you know, whatever. God. I don't know. Hang on. I'll show you the mugshot. There's an ad, but wow. Yeah.
From the text line, I have a machete. I keep it in my truck. We are mushroom hunters.
Oh, there's another use.
You're a mushroom gatherer. And we hike, so I strap it on my belt when we're walking.
Okay.
It would make a stupid weapon, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Scott, you're going in the weeds with how many machetes?
Good God.
Nice.
One?
No, that was punny. That was good.
I know. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.